Right. Welcome to Module 6 of the Bridge Qualitative Research Micro Course. This is the last module in this course, and we're going to discuss guidelines and source documents that exist for qualitative research. So, we're going to just try to provide you with some more tools that you can have in your tool belt as you go out into the world to conduct your own qualitative research. I'm Brenna Bray. I'm your instructor for the course. I have a PhD in biomedical science and neuroscience and postdoctorate training in complementary and integrative health through the Bridge R90 Fellowship postdoctoral training program that this course is a part of. Development of this course, of course, was supported by a grant from the National Centers for Complementary and Integrative Health, the NCCIH, and that's grant AT008924. In this module, we're going to talk about guidelines. Specifically, we'll go over some quality criteria more broadly. We'll discuss some criteria for determining sample sizes, which we've touched on already in, I think, module 2 or 3. And then we'll talk about some different reporting standards. So these will be things like JARS, COREC, SQRS, values-based approaches, and then reporting in psychology research specifically. So again, just a little different organizational schema here. So we're going to talk about overall quality criteria guidance, determining sample sizes and some documents that exist, and then reporting standards. And we'll talk specifically about health and healthcare research, psychology research, and values-based reporting. We're going to use a variety of different documents as we go through this module. By the end of this module, you should be able to engage with guidance documents on qualitative research. Qualitative research conduct and reporting, and identify qualitative guidance documents that can support future qualitative research. And again, we have a quiz at the end of this module. I'll just keep switching over to my laptop. Sorry about that. The quiz will have 6 questions. It'll be worth 12 points and 12% of the course grade. Again, you get an unlimited number of attempts to take each quiz. You need an 80% or greater to pass each individual quiz and this course. And once you're done with this quiz, you've completed the course. So let's dive in. We've got a number of different documents that we're going to go through in this module that kind of just are there to help provide guidance for overall quality in qualitative research. We have LIMS 2024 Qualitative Research Overview and Guidelines that we've used kind of throughout this course. We have Yadav and Drishti's 2022 Criteria for Good Qualitative Research, Saina et al.'s General and Specific Guidelines for Quality Analysis in Psychology Research. We've got the Oxford Handbook of Qualitative Research. Baryo-Mittenden Lenses, Chapter 7 in the Practical Approaches to Applied Research and Program Evaluation, which is the textbook we've been using for this course. Then we've got some different documents on determining sample sizes. We've got Woodich et al.'s 2024 publication that addresses sample sizes for 10 types of qualitative research. And then we've got sample sizes for saturation in qualitative research, and that's Hynek and Kaiser's 2022 publication. And then there's a lot of guidance additionally on reporting standards. And so I've kind of categorized these true to qualitative research. So there's some guidance for health and healthcare research, and that would primarily consist of the Consolidated Criteria for Reporting Qualitative Studies, or COREC. That's in the Guidelines for Reporting Health Research User's Manual. In psychology research, we tend to use the JARS-Q guidance, and that's the APA, the American Psychology Association style journal article reporting standards, JARS, for qualitative research. And then Braun and Clark have a beautiful 2024 publication that provides guidance on reporting qualitative research using values-based approaches. So just a little bit more depth. This is COREC, the Consolidated Criteria for Reporting Qualitative Research. And there's a nice little checklist I've provided a link to, so you can link to this right here. And so this just goes through domain one, research team and reflexivity, personal characteristics. And it kind of prompts, has some guiding questions. Which authors conducted the interviewer focus groups? What were the researchers' credentials? For example, do they have PhD and MD? What was their occupation at the time of the study? Was the researcher male or female? What experience or training did the researchers have? Those are personal characteristics. Then we might reflect on the relationship with participants. So, was a relationship established prior to study commencement? What did the participants know about the researcher? So, for example, personal goals, reasons for doing the research. What characteristics were reported about the interviewer or facilitator? So, were there biases, assumptions, reasons of interest with the research topic? Then we'll get into study design, and there's a long list of questions. I won't keep reading through them, but just know that these are here to help guide you when you go to report your data. And actually, I really strongly suggest going through these before you even begin your research. These can really help you think through your research before you start it and make sure you're addressing these components so that when it does come time to report, you've got all your boxes checked. And this is just kind of a more full. So we've got questions on study designs, and then domain three addresses analysis and findings. We also have O'Brien et al.'s standards for reporting qualitative research, SRQR. Put a little picture of that here. And again, so this provides another table with standards for reporting qualitative research. And these are more paired to the different reporting components of a manuscript. So we've got kind of a checklist for our title and abstract, our introduction, our methods, our results, our discussion, and other. So this again can be very helpful when we're reporting, but I also strongly suggest going through these before we even begin to prepare our research. Then we've got the American Psychology Association's Journal Article Reporting Standards, JARS, for qualitative meta-analytic and mixed methods research in psychology. And there's a JARS checklist. Let me, I think I made that. Yep. So there's a JARS checklist as well. And again, this kind of goes through by manuscript section. So title page, abstract, introduction, methods. Participant recruitment, data sources, recruitment, data collection, analysis, and then findings and discussion. So again, very, very helpful. I strongly suggest going through these actually at the beginning stages of your research as well. There's also the Oxford Handbook of Qualitative Research, which provides a very comprehensive guide for qualitative research. And Yadav's 2022 Criteria for Good Qualitative Research, a Comprehensive Review. Now, the Oxford Handbook and Yadav's 2022 publication are less specific to reporting, and they're more just kind of guidelines more broadly, more broad source documents. And then we have Virginia Braun and Victoria Clark's 2024 guidelines for a values-based approach for reporting research. This is actually published in 2025, not 2024, sorry. And then we have Elida, or I think that's right, Elida Sena, and their team's quality criteria for general and specific guidelines for qualitative approaches in psychology research. So if you're specifically focusing on psychology research, you might want to use more the APA JARS reporting guidelines and kind of Sena's guidelines for conducting this research. This has a great table that summarizes kind of the different qualitative approaches. So we're seeing reflexive thematic analysis, interpretive phenomenological analysis, discursive psychology, constructive grounded theory, and then it just goes through some key differences here. We covered something similar to this in module one. And this table just kind of goes on. This table two, actually, sorry, this is a new table. So specific criteria for qualitative approaches in psychology research. This is, but I think actually this is a continuation of the table that I, sh nope, this is a different table. And then we have LIMS 2024 publication, What is Qualitative Research? That's the publication that we've used to support the Barjo-Mitten and Lenz text throughout this course. We have Wooditch's sample sizes for 10 types of qualitative data analysis. We got into that in modules two or three, I believe. So, how can we determine sample sizes? Talking about meaning saturation. And here are those tables again. And then, of course, we have Barjo-Mitten and Lenz textbook. Chapter 7 is what we've really pulled on for this course. These are just a few of the guidance docs and resources that are out there. There are a lot more. Feel free to go on PubMed and explore yourself. That's it for Module 6, and that's it for this course. Your next step will be to engage in the examination for this module. And then once you've earned an 80% or greater on that, you've completed the course. Congratulations.